The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with highs around 93. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 71. Partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 91. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Economic experts across the state of Kansas say they are concerned about the ongoing strike at Spirit AeroSystems in the city of Wichita from the Machinist Union, saying, number one, how concerned they are with the vote that came in with a 79% approval to reject the contract and an 85% approval from the workers to go on strike.
The thing that concerns me the most about this particular strike is if you look at the vote.
That was Larry Straub, an economics expert at Newman University on Cake News, where he says depending how long the strike actually goes, it could impact not only the local economy in Wichita, but the entire infrastructure setup for the entire nation.
If this goes 1, 2, 3 weeks, maybe up to a month, we're going to be able to kind of hit the reset button and recover from it fairly quickly. It gets much more than that, and then it starts getting into some pretty serious degrees of damage that it could do to local, regional, and maybe even the national infrastructure.
At American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street. Stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable cover. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make the truck work for you!
The Kansas Supreme Court has announced that it will be accepting a portion of a voting rights lawsuit that is challenging the constitutionality of mandates that were created back in 2021 in regards to election security. KAKE News reports that the plaintiffs filed the motion on Tuesday last week into the Kansas Supreme Court, challenging parts of the restrictions on House Bill 2332 and House Bill 2183 that say election officials must evaluate advance ballots by matching signatures on file with the county with signatures on ballot envelopes. The law also says that one individual cannot deliver more than 10 advance voting ballots on behalf of other voters. Finally, the new laws say that they do create new penalties for touching somebody else's ballot and distributing ballots or altering the postmark on an advance ballot. Both of the bills were vetoed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, but were overridden by the Republican state legislature. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2021 against the Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Attorney General Chris Kobach by the League of Women Voters, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resource Center.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage. And as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. 4th of July celebrations are right around the corner, which means many cities across the state of Nebraska are preparing for their festivities, including the city of Hastings. They say they're set to celebrate their Independence Day parties starting at 5:30 on July 4th at Brickyard Park, where they say they'll have doubles cornhole tournaments and reminding individuals that participation is a $20 per team and must be pre-registered by the end of this week on June 30th. They also say food trucks will be serving between 5:30 to 10 p.m., with a concert, including Luke Mills, performing between 7 to 10 p.m. and fireworks beginning at 10 p.m. The annual 4th of July parade at Fisher Fountain is also organized by the YWCA of Adams and will take place starting at 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the kids' parade, including decorated bikes, strollers, and scooters starting at noon. Also, a barbecue and raffles will begin with the YWCA programs. For more information on all the festivities for the city of Hastings, Nebraska, you can go to the website at cityofhastings.org.
ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a proposal to contract for a city convention and tourism director combined with Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Wayne Cruzy's been hired on a six-month interim basis as chamber director, and additional funds for tourism director were requested. Administrative and Finance Committee had met previously with the groups to consider options, but left under the impression that any combined contract was not to take effect until 2024. The matter was tabled until Administrative and Finance Committee can meet again to consider a recommendation. A resolution was passed designating parking adjacent to the electrical vehicle charging station downtown near the Pony Express Plaza on 7th Street be marked and reserved for vehicles charging. Code enforcement requested three additional nuisance violations, which were passed along with condemnation resolutions for dilapidated garages at 708 Calhoun and 511 North 8th Streets. A bid received for manhole project on Highway 36 from Nowak Construction was rejected, coming in nearly three times the engineer's estimate of $240,000. City will resubmit the bid request with some modifications at a later date. A bid was approved for rebuilding a sanitary sewer connection near the KDOT facility along U.S. 36 Highway, which has collapsed, at a cost of $153,000, which is just below estimates. A budget workshop is planned July 12th to consider final revisions with projects planned and establish a revenue-neutral rate for publication. City Administrator reminded of a program where residents may apply for funding toward concrete for sidewalk replacement, which meets the 5-foot ADA requirements and run parallel to city streets. Applications are on the city website and available at City Hall. Marysville Airport will be closed for 3 weeks beginning July 10th to accommodate repair work to the runway, which will be accomplished in two phases, each requiring a shutdown of operations except for emergency air ambulance. A recent kickoff for a fundraising campaign in Seneca that will fund restoration and maintenance efforts at the Pony Express Museum downtown was announced. The funding will allow replacement of windows and work restoring brick and masonry on the 142-year-old building, which has served as a museum since 1996. Windows estimated at $60,000 and masonry at $45,000. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been recognized as a top 20 critical access hospital for 2023. This is the third year in a row CMH has received this honor. Only one other hospital in Kansas received the distinction this year. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, running through Saturday with free carnival rides Thursday evening. Compliments of Landall Company celebrating 60 years in business, handing out wristbands 5:30 till 8:30. With rides from 6 until 10 p.m. Thursday. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain live Thursday evening. Two big parades Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Among other activities, continuing with the Days of 49 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Elder Rose Cook, age 93 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elder Rose Cook. Isaiah S. Weirs, age 22 of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly June 23rd. Funeral service Friday at 1 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Thursday evening 6 until 8 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Isaiah Weirs. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers early on today, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Some showers may continue throughout the day on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Then showers become likely again throughout Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers will continue throughout the day on Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then showers continue throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers continue into Sunday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunny on Monday with our highs in the lower 90s and clear in mid-60s throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise the morning at 6:04.
Love the freedom of the open road? It's all about the Great American Road Trip today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 29th, the 180th day of the year. Comedian and actor Richard Lewis has a birthday, and construction of the interstate highway system was authorized on this day in 1956. Have a great American road trip planned this summer? According to a survey by Enterprise Car Rental, Midwesterners love the open road the most. People from the central states spend more vacation time cruising the asphalt. Northeasterners take the fewest number of leisure drives. Southerners are the most close-knit road trippers. They're most likely to involve family members in trip planning. And Westerners have the most single-minded purpose for traveling, to pursue outdoor recreation. Whatever your destination, have a great trip and be safe out there. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. and KNDYRadio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Royals were back in action last night as the Cleveland Guardians are in town for a series. Well, last night it was all Guardians as they scored 2 runs in the 5th, 7 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th as they score 14 runs on 14 hits. Kansas City's only able to muster up 1 run on 5 hits and pick up the 2nd loss in a row. Kansas City will continue the series with the Guardians this afternoon with a 1-10 first pitch. Well, Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce's in the news as he had an interview with Vanity Fair and talked about his multiple things that are going on here over the offseason. Also explained to them how after football, he's preparing to have a life in the entertainment industry. Also, Travis Kelce brought up about money and how he deserves to probably get paid a little bit more. But you know what? Winning is more important to Travis Kelce. That's a look at your sports on the Kansas Mid-America Network.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, K-State and KU are getting prepared as football season is shortly approaching, but the Big 12 Conference is set to host its annual Media Days in Dallas on July 12th. The players that you'll be able to catch at Media Day, well, for K-State, it'll be quarterback Will Howard, offensive lineman Cooper Beebe, linebacker Daniel Green, and safety Kobe Savage. For the KU Jayhawks, it'll be quarterback Jalen Daniels, running back Devin Neal, linebacker Rich Miller, and safety Kenny Logan Jr. Well, some Kansas City Chiefs players had a little bit of fun as they're preparing for a concert at Arrowhead Stadium with Taylor Swift coming up on July 7th and 8th. Some of the players took to TikTok to say some of their favorite Taylor Swift songs or what they thought was Taylor Swift songs. Tight end Jody Fortson, "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together." And new defensive end Felix Anaduke Uzama said 22, I think. So once again, the Kansas City Chiefs.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
June 29th is National Camera Day, so grab your favorite camera, cell phone, or tablet and head to the garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Snap a few overall shots of the landscape and close-ups of your favorite flowers. Then sit and wait for the birds, bees, and butterflies to stop by for a visit. Try capturing a few pictures of these winged visitors. Take a walk through the neighborhood or visit a public garden filled with beautiful flowers and creative plant combinations. Then try capturing the majesty and beauty of a few mature trees. Take a few close-ups of the furrowed bark, roots, and leaves. Photographs are a great way to record our successes and failures, as well as design ideas to help with future planning. But they also make great gifts. Create a calendar of your best shots, or print and frame a picture of a beautiful flower. Most of all, enjoy your day in nature. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are a lot of places you can go to see classic tractors. Most are well done and many have a unique twist or a specific brand that they display. In that sense, this event is like others. Then there's the part that's unlike the others. It's everything else that's here that attracts people of all ages. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It's one of the largest shows of its kind that you can find in the Midwest, or the nation for that matter. Greg Fox is one of the volunteers who helps with the annual Pioneer Days in Albany, Minnesota.
I would say Albany has got a lot of exhibits, a lot of activities in a small area. It's easy to cover the showgrounds in a day. Can't necessarily see it all in one day, but give it a shot.
One of the big draws of these events, of course, are the tractors. Tom Skidlarik says all tractors are welcome, but there is a theme each year.
There's a corner of the show that's dedicated solely to the feature. When you have an International or a John Deere feature, which are the two obvious large ones, I mean, that fills up. We'll have 400 or 500 displays just with that stamp on it.
This year's feature is the Cockshut line. But Greg and Tom are quick to point out, while there's a lot of tractors and engines, there's a bunch more to see. Many collections are housed in about 70 buildings on the grounds, one of which is the clock building.
It's the original clock that was at the courthouse in St. Cloud, which is the county seat, acquired by the club, reinstated here into a clock building. And in there, there is miniature models.
Those models are of a variety of things. The details are amazing. Plus, so many other collections, it's hard for Tom to fit them all in.
There's a pipe collection hanging in the saloon that's got to have smoking pipes. Yeah, so how many are in there? A couple hundred for sure? The spark plug collection, oil can collections, you name it, it's collected, it's displayed. I've been there for how many years? I don't think I've seen everything yet.
It's all held annually, the second weekend after Labor Day. Traveling the countryside in Albany, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Get 11% off the best quality Dutch Boy paints now at Menards. We offer a great selection of Dutch Boy paints featuring weather-resistant coatings and crack, peel, and fade protection, all packaged in the award-winning Twist and Pour containers. Get a gallon of Dutch Boy DuraClean Flat Exterior Paint and Primer for just $29.98 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hanover Days of 49 run Thursday through Saturday with free carnival rides Thursday. Compliments of Landall Company celebrating 60 years in business. Handing out wristbands 5:30 till 8:30 with rides 6 until 10 p.m. Thursday. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain live Thursday evening. Two big parades again this year, Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Plus free entertainment and more greater amusements on the Midway. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at the Days of 49. Days of 49 invitation from Duas Automotive, an auto value certified service center. Qualifying work by professionals you can trust. Googs in Hanover, a great place to unwind. With a full menu, drinks, and cold beer. Follow them on Facebook. Orville Gentleman Construction, dozer construction, including road and drive work, soil conservation, hauling, and demolition. In Hanover Mortuary, providing professional caring services. Let them be of assistance in your time of need.
A big green caterpillar might be dining on your tomato plants and causing a lot of damage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hornworms can be very destructive, but are fortunately easy to control as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If something is munching on your tomato plants, it might be a tomato hornworm. Hornworms are large green caterpillars with a horn-like tail that gives them their name. They can grow up to 4 inches in length, have voracious appetites, and will eat everything on the plant but the stem. But if there are enough caterpillars, they'll eat the stems too. Rick Weinzierl is an extension entomology specialist at the University of Illinois. He says hornworms can appear in your tomato plants at any time.
The moths fly in early to midsummer, but the time that a moth comes out of the pupa and starts to lay eggs for that single species and that single generation is spread over quite a bit of time. So you will see the first hornworm damage with a little hornworm, and 6 weeks later you may see yet some more little hornworms. It's not a new generation, it's just they're spread out. They don't all come out at one time.
Hornworms are easy enough to see that you can pick them off by hand and toss them into a bucket of soapy water to kill them. But if you have a lot of tomato plants, you may need chemical control. Don't wait until the critter is 4 inches long. Weinzierl says as soon as you notice defoliation and know the caterpillar is your culprit, start your treatment.
This is the easiest insect in the world to control with all the BT products, the Bacillus thuringiensis ones. Whether you are an organic grower or not, you probably would choose it, because it will not directly kill any of the parasites. It won't kill the predators of aphids. It won't do other bad things. So use an insecticide that kills who you're after, but not everybody else.
Lady beetles and green lacewings are natural enemies of the critter and often prey upon the egg stage and on young caterpillars. Learn more about tomato hornworms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
People find it easy to talk about their flaws and bad habits. But what about sharing your good habits? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When it comes to the things we do well, many of us can be too shy to share them with others. We get worried we'll be perceived as prideful or arrogant. So I'm going to practice what I preach and share a couple thoughts with you. When it comes to money, here's a few good habits that have helped me. Make sure you have an emergency savings bucket, a rainy day fund so you can cover unexpected expenses. Only use debt when it's necessary. Too much debt can encumber you and make it harder to prepare for the future and give to others. Finally, live below your means. You don't want to be strapped for cash. You know what's the best habit of all? Asking God daily to guide you to be wise with money. That's one sure way to live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Agriculture is alive and well in Pennsylvania. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Given the economic ups and downs, one has to be pretty optimistic to be a farmer or rancher. Same goes if you're the Secretary of Agriculture. That's Russell Redding's job in Pennsylvania.
I think we're in a wonderful spot here in Pennsylvania in production agriculture. We have seen diversity. We have more young farmers under the age of 35 than any other state. We've got three ports of access to flow both import and export of product. We see more people appreciating agriculture.
Redding points out that all citizens in the state, or anywhere for that matter, play a role in keeping agriculture and food alive and well.
What we can do is support the agricultural community. I think that is a conversation that needs to be part and parcel to the future of the state.
Agriculture certainly has its share of challenges, and Redding believes we all have a responsibility to help.
I think some of the greatest challenges before us are around the agriculture and food sector that requires everybody to be at that table and fully engaged to solve the problems.
And if you're interested in finding out more about Pennsylvania's food and ag industry and how it's governed, you can visit agriculture.pa.gov on the web. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, June the 29th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, consumers will pay slightly less for an Independence Day cookout this year compared to last. Michael Clements has more.
The cost of an Independence Day cookout for a family of 10 this year is $67.73, according to the 2023 American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. AFBF Chief Economist Roger Cryan says the latest survey shows inflation is still impacting food prices.
The prices we collected show that the price of a July 4th picnic was down 3% this year compared to last year. That's still 14% higher than it was 2 years ago. And this year's basket's the second highest in the history of the survey. But it's important to remember that that still means a cost of a July 4th cookout comes out to less than $7 per person.
Cryan says the price changes largely follow the weather and economics of agriculture and food production.
This year we saw increases in the price of hamburger buns, beef, and potato salad, while there are drops in the cost of chicken breast, lemonade, and cookies. Some of the factors that have impacted some of the increases included drought across much of the West and Midwest, which increased the cost of feed for cattle, and it drove up the price of ground beef. Poor weather also led to a smaller potato crop this year, and overall inflation is driving up the cost of processed foods like hamburger buns.
In a global perspective, Cryan says the survey is good news for consumers, thanks to U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Americans spend a smaller percentage of their income on food than people in any other country, and that's thanks to a vibrant farm sector supported by a strong farm bill program.
And here's your humidity report for this Thursday. Coming this afternoon around 2 o'clock, you expect a humidity level of 29% in southwest Kansas, 54% in northwest Kansas, middle part of Kansas, 38%, southern central part, 28%, and then in the eastern part, 41%, northern part, 56%.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Grays King BMR Hybrid Pearl Millet. It's excellent across the board, palatability, standability, regrowth potential, and grazing.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer.
Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Trees are trees growing where they don't belong. It's best to either kill or replant volunteer trees when they're young on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Beneficial, but sometimes tree seeds will sprout in the wrong place. Walk around your land periodically to be on the lookout for any tree saplings that are growing where you don't want them, especially along a fence row. It's a lot easier to get rid of them when they're extremely small. Kim Coder is a forestry professor at the University of Georgia. He says if there's a volunteer tree that's gotten too large to pull out by hand, grab the garden spade.
Come really close to the base of the tree and slice down as deep as you can get that spade in the ground, just jump on it, and try to sever all the roots and then yank it out.
Coder says for a lot of people, that's too much effort, but there is another option if the tree is small enough.
So the next best thing is to go out with the garden hoe on little small trees and just hoe them off, slice them off at the ground surface. Now, depending upon the species, probably 20% of them will come back, and then you just hoe them off again after about 3 months. And that will give you about the best kill you're going to get.
Coder says you can also squirt them with a herbicide immediately after you chop them off. Be sure to follow the label instructions on the bottle. Sometimes the wayward trees are a quality species such as oak or walnut that you'd like to keep and move to another location. In this case, dig the hole wide rather than deep when you're taking the tree out of the ground so you preserve as much of the root system as you can. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling volunteer trees at agriculture.com.
You work hard to provide for yourself and your family, but should the unexpected happen, you need to ensure that you and your belongings are adequately protected. Our agents will conduct a risk assessment for your unique situation and make recommendations that fit your personal needs. Plus, you can count on a local professional who is trustworthy, reliable, and accessible. At Alliance Insurance, we specialize in personal and commercial insurance lines, surety, and bonding. We help our clients protect their people and their business with the best products in the industry with the personal touch of a local agent. Stop in at 709 Broadway, downtown Marysville, or give us a call at 785-562-2393 to visit with one of our local agents.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says,
Yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013. And back then, the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords, asking for a 5 or 10% increase in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Farmers markets are a great way to support local producers and get fresh produce for the summer. Kansas State and University of Missouri's Extension and Food Safety Specialist, Lana Nwadike, discusses the safety of farmers markets and direct consumer sales. Direct-to-consumer sales is a great way for producers to start selling their produce to their local community. Nwadike discusses the importance of knowing which products needs to license to sell.
Direct-to-consumer sales is a great way for farmers to get started on selling maybe niche products or selling fruits and vegetables or selling baked goods or grains or local meats or whatever you might have that might be of interest to people in your community. But before you do sell those things, it is important to make sure that it's legal to sell those things in the manner that you're selling them. So most product can be sold at a farmer's market, but you might need a license for some of those products. So you might need to produce that product under inspection. So it just depends. So unfortunately, there's not an easy answer of everything requires a license or everything doesn't. Regulators have tried to look at food products to see which ones are the highest risk and which ones are the lowest risk, and then, you know, determine according to that what will require a license and what won't.
Producers need to be prepared for consumer questions about how their products were raised and handled. She goes over some common questions consumers may ask producers.
A lot of times you want to just make sure that they are, in fact, raising that. Or if they're not raising it, that they know where that food was raised. Because some farmers markets do allow people to resell their products, and that's a whole nother topic, but consumers can ask producer questions. Consumers might ask questions about where it's raised, how it's raised. You know, are you using chemicals when you're raising it? Are there pesticides? Are you using, if it's meat products, are you using antibiotics? So those are the type of questions that consumers will quite often ask. And sometimes consumers might just have questions about the seasonality of products, particularly fruits and vegetables.
Nawada Kay discusses important factors to consider when selling fresh meat.
The big thing that I can think of off the top of my head is the cold chain, making sure that you're able to keep that product cold throughout, assuming it's a fresh product. If you're selling jerky or something, that's different, of course. But if you're selling fresh meat, you've got to make sure that you're able to keep a cold chain from the time that you're getting it home from the facility to the time that it's getting to the consumer. And yes, there are, you know, regulations that you need to follow as well, just to make sure that we're selling safe, wholesome products in Kansas. We just would never want any bad outcome associated with any sort of food products that are sold in Kansas. So we want to make sure we're just doing it in the safest way possible.
That was Kansas State and University of Missouri's Extension and Food Safety Specialist, Londa Nawada Kay, with things to consider when planning on direct-to-consumer meat sales. For more information, visit seasonandsimple.info. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month from Bussing Dairy of Axtell. Continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every other Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. And KNDY Radio, up to date with the latest weather and markets every hour. Your farm and home information radio is KNDY. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.